locked in. Fiesta Cast 2016. And it is Gloucester Cast 189. We have a sparse but very important group here with us today. We have Nicole Schraft.
Good morning.
And we have Kat Ryan.
Good morning.
Kim Smith pulled out last minute. She has a bad migraine, and she has to film for 14 hours straight, which I don't understand what she's filming 14 hours straight of.
Is she doing the Fiesta later on today? Her photos have been killer.
That has to be it, right? That has to be it. Yeah, so my guess is, she didn't tell me what she was filming, but we just talked about this. It probably has to do with Fiesta, and Safathia probably has her on her she's basically become Safathia's personal film person.
That's like, quite a gig.
She needs it. You know, there's no one that does PR like Safathia, as far as my ears. She is at every event, so here's a funny thing, okay? My mom, so growing up, in this Italian family, we are the family of posed lineup. Everybody stands up in a straight line and take a picture at every birthday, christening, whatever. I don't know, like, it's something that, I don't know if it's just Italians or if it was people that used to do that. Did your family do that?
Not that much.
Did your family do that?
No, but
it must be
my current Italian friends' families do it still.
They line up.
Yeah,
for
all the cousins in the same outfit.
Yep, everybody. Well, never mind. Not just Fiesta, birthdays and everything else, right? So, here's the thing. As I started taking photos, you know, the blog is almost 10 years old. We're a year and a half. So 8.5 years into the blog, started taking photographs, and I much prefer, at a family event, to let people do their thing and take photos. You know, people don't have to be looking straight at you when you're taking photos. Right. Action shots, much more interesting, right?
EJ.
And EJ just showed up.
There's someone wandering downstairs.
Okay. So like those photos where you're.
Right.
Well, you know, people are just doing what they're doing. It takes, you know, and they're smiling, natural reactions, infinitely more interesting. I don't know anybody.
Not the, line up chronological, see your family and who's taller.
Who's tallest in the back and the front.
There's a reason for those too, as cheesy and whatever as they might feel. Like they're kind of important.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. When you look back, Candids are great, but you have sideways. Like when you look back and you can be like, oh, here we are wearing our little uniforms. Our Fiesta whites or whatever it might
be. Okay, get away from Fiesta.
I know, you can see who's taller than whom and how much everyone's grown. And there's something to be said for that, too.
Yeah.
I don't do it. But there's something to be said.
Well, that's the thing. So,
Kat.
EJ just walked in. Hi, EJ.
I have one of my favorite family photos that I have. Was one that was taken when we were all kids. I think I was maybe 15. It was taken, I think, at the church. But it's great to look back and have that family photo with all of us together at that moment in time. Posed photo.
It's the forced family fun photo.
Yeah.
The triple F.
Well, yeah.
You gotta do it.
So, you know, the point that, so EJ just walked in, but, so, growing up in our Italian family, Easter, Christmas, weddings, everything, actually, they're all, basically, you could say they're wedding lineup photos.
Yeah.
But it's the family.
Yeah.
The point I was trying to make was that, I find, just taking random candid throughout the day.
I love candid shots, because then you're catching people how they really are
at that
moment.
You capture the essence a little bit more.
Yeah.
But you were talking about Safathia and Kim.
Oh, thank you.
And being, so there was a reason you
came
down
that. That's, thank you for bringing
just
me back.
Trying to.
Yeah, thank you for facilitating. But Safathia, growing up in her big Italian family, it's funny to see this in a political thing.
She lines everyone up.
Everybody, every time that there's a meeting, whether it's an art cultural thing, mass cultural, she's wherever room she's in, she's running the show, right?
Yeah,
line up, everybody, line up. So we get press releases from her pretty much daily, and
it's a row of people.
It's always a meeting that she was at, and everybody's lined up, and there's your photo. And it's nice because you get to recognize people.
They were on the rooftop, Melissa Cox, and they just passed the budget. And they were up on the rooftop at the Beauport last week, one night, celebrating the passing of the budget. And we're having a good time. They're fun peeps.
Yeah. Well, Melissa Cox, she got thrown in the pool as a fundraiser thing, right?
Yes.
$500 or something?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Sean Nolan? Was the?
I think so. I wrote it.
I think so. Okay. Well, did someone pass that information on to you?
No, I was there. I just don't know. I don't know him. So the name has.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Joey.
Anyway. Yeah. So about that rooftop deck.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell a little bit what you were talking about earlier. That so the Beauport Hotel is up. So far, I haven't heard anything about Fiesta because I haven't been down. But Nicole was on a paddleboard yesterday and the day before for Greasy Pole and Same Boat Races. And you took a photo while the Greasy Pole was going on of the Beauport Hotel. Now people paid like quite a bit of money, like between $400 and $500, I think, for a Fiesta weekend to stay at the Beauport Hotel facing the Greasy Pole, right?
Ocean. They have ocean rooms and they have water rooms. The water rooms don't indicate that you actually be facing like the harbor. You just have a water view. Mm-hmm. And then in addition to that, they have ocean rooms, but many without a balcony. There's really not that many balconies. If you look at the front of the Beauport Hotel, there's probably 9, I'm guessing. So there's 9 rooms with a coveted balcony overlooking the Greasy Pole, which is kind of a big deal. So right. I expected them to be.
Right. So you expected every balcony, people book these rooms.
Yeah.
And be, you know, 10 people in a room overlooking the Greasy Pole.
Yeah.
So you took a photo at what part of the Greasy Pole? In the middle of the Greasy Pole?
Yeah, right. Smack in the middle. So there's rooms, if you're looking, I forget who it is. I want to say Peter Favazza.
I think Bridget did a post. Bridget was right next to him.
Yeah, so they had the flags hanging over the balcony, and they had quite a few people on their porch overlooking the Greasy Pole. So that, like, closer side had a few, but the picture I took was just, like, smack in the middle of the rooftop deck, and then, like, the 9 rooms underneath it. And in the picture, there were 2 people hanging out in the middle, and all the other balconies were completely empty, right in the middle of Fiesta Saturday, which I find
it's just ironic.
Kind of intriguing.
It's just ironic, right, because you would think that...
The rooms were super coveted at night. I didn't go out at all last night. After the sporting events, I went home and stayed home, but the night before, they had hired an outside security company down at the Beauport to try to keep out the huge droves of people who wanted to go in there. So you really needed to have a wristband. You had to be with a guest.
Well, they were smart.
Yeah, which they had to do. And there was a line of people arguing about trying to get in and them saying, no, we're at capacity. We aren't going to let you in unless you're with a guest.
It was very simple. It was very simple.
Yeah.
Any establishment, food or otherwise, they have occupancy limits.
Sure.
Restaurants, you have a number of seats, you have a number of people that you can have in your place at any given time, just like any bar. So you go down, so they had put out that press release way ahead of time and said, we're letting you know the safety of our guests has to come first. That's just being prudent, obviously, right? And they said, you know, if you come down here, there's a good chance you're not going to be able, like, we would love to accommodate you.
Right.
But there's a good chance that you're not, you know, we're going to be full. And because, so, you know, you come down here, and if you get turned away, you get turned away. But it's for safety reasons, not because we don't want you here. We want you here. We would love to have more. So anyway.
Well, at the end of the day, you have to think of it. They are a hotel, and while it's great for the city and everything else, I think you have to keep in mind that there are people who are from out of town who might not have even known it was Fiesta weekend, and they're going to spend good money for a room. They want to use that rooftop deck, and they shouldn't have to have 400. It's not safe to have 400 people up there on the rooftop with the pool.
Well, the rooftop deck is never going to be for the public.
No.
It's only for the guests.
It should be, right?
No, absolutely it shouldn't be.
But if a guest who is from in town then invites their 25 best friends to go up to the rooftop with them,
it's ridiculous.
You know, they have to be more mindful than that, and they were, which is the right thing to do. So
they
limited, I think, every hotel guest to 4 wristbands, and that's which
going into was a good it idea. Going into it like last week, I felt like it was an absolute no-win situation for them.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked to a lot of people, so I haven't really got a sense, but I hope it was, because I just felt like everybody is you know, it was the obvious place to want to go to watch it.
Right.
And they obviously had to maintain a level of, you know, safeness and stuff like that.
Safety while trying to be accommodating.
And I was just hoping,
because they're brand new. You know?
Right. And you know that there's certain people that are just unreasonable people that were going to go down there. And despite the absolute rational, you know, thing of safety and occupancy limits, despite that, we're going to make a be a thing there to try to get in there without, you know, for no reason.
Well, the timing's very poor in that they've been open for 13 days and then Fiesta happens, you know, or not even, they were open for, what, 10 days and then Fiesta happened. So a lot of people hadn't had an opportunity to get down there or were waiting for this weekend to go. So they weren't able, you know, first impressions. They weren't able to go fall in love with the place, realize how great it is like the rest of us did, and then go down to Fiesta and be like, oh, it was a busy weekend. They waited for this weekend and then maybe were turned away and now have ill feelings.
Did you have you been inside that place since Thursday or Friday?
For Fiesta?
Yeah.
I was there, we paddleboarded out of there, so we were kind of in and out, parking and whatnot, and then I was down Friday night for like an hour and a half.
No, in the ballpark,
like,
I mean.
Yeah, like 9 o'clock to 10:30 on Friday night.
What was the scene like?
It was more crowded than other days I'd been in there, but not crazy. I mean, it was, the inside bar was at, so Friday night, probably like an hour and a half, 8:30 to 10-ish. The inside bar was full, people coming and going. And then we sat outside for a little while, and at first it was really crowded, but they don't have a lot of like standing room out there. I mean, they do, the deck is huge, but everyone was in a seat. There wasn't like 30 people standing on the deck, you know, milling around. Everyone was at a table, finishing dinner, sitting in those like wicker chairs and whatnot, and louder than it had been, but not crazy crowded, so.
Yeah, because how about the inside bar? Were people standing around the inside bar?
Some, but not a ton. But again, they were downstairs. That security downstairs, when I walked in, you know, there were four or five people saying, no, I'm with them. And security said, you know, we're at occupancy, sorry. And I was lucky enough to be able to walk by, but other people weren't. So they were counting numbers. They have to, like any other fire code or
there
whatever else. They were at occupancy, but it didn't feel crazy crowded. It felt right. It felt like it should on Friday at Fiesta.
That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I hope it's just, you know, I just want them to get past this weekend and everything else.
Well, and they had a wedding this weekend too, which I don't know how you manage a wedding and Fiesta. You know, it seems.
You have to be a special kind of person to want to have a wedding at Fiesta. I mean, if you all in.
I don't know if they knew.
And it's kind of like, that's insane. So that's good. Anybody, did you go down to any other, did you go down to Captain Carlo's or to the Gloucesters?
That same evening, after we put the paddle boards away in Rockport, dropped off the kids, came back out, I met the four or five friends that I met over at Mile Marker, talked to Joe Liacono for a little while over there.
Yeah.
They had Jenny D and the Delinquents band playing. Then we stayed for like five songs. I had one Corona, brought my friends back to the hotel. They were staying at the hotel, which is why I was able to walk in no problem. Spent like an hour and a half with them and then came home. I was late in the game arriving at Fiesta.
But it wasn't great. None of it was, you didn't see any, no messes or anything like that?
No, there were police everywhere. I mean, I will say like driving through, leaving, going home Friday night at 10:30. I mean, there was the horses, there were the ATVs, there was great police
presence
everywhere, but I didn't see anything crazy happening at all.
Good. Kat, tell me about your Fiesta experience.
We went on Friday for the opening ceremonies, and before that we went to the Greasy Bowl and the Sun Boat Races. And we like to listen to the announcer.
The announcer's always great. They've had a little turnover in the announcers.
They had a run for their money yesterday at the, you heard it yesterday?
No, we weren't.
A lot of the walkers were doing their thing, and staying in the water. Some were swimming over to the flotilla, getting distracted, maybe not coming back, and so they kept on being off. It was kind of funny. They had their list of names, and they had to keep on doing this, and they got a little off track. I felt bad for them, but they were funny, as always.
Kat, when did you come to Gloucester? How many years ago?
Well, I've been coming since I was little. So
you've been coming since you were little to Fiesta?
Yeah, we come down. So I grew up on the North Shore, and my parents lived here for 30 years.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Linfield in Reading.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did you have a summer house here?
No, but it's so close. We just come down all the time when we go down the Cape too. So
where would you stay during the Fiesta?
We wouldn't stay, we come down for the day.
Oh, okay. So as far as your Fiesta experience, has it changed now? Compared to now that you are kind of like part of Good Morning Gloucester and you kind of see the novenas and all the other stuff and like were you always part of Like
opening ceremony.
Opening ceremony and stuff like that, or is that something that you learned about more recently?
No, I did go to that also because my mother is really into this stuff. So we would go to some of that. But I do a lot more because I live here now, so we can just pop in and out for the different times.
So Alicia Cox.
Yeah.
Now, Alicia Cox has been ranting for the last three of her podcasts about how Fiesta, that's all it is a drunk fest. And it's like, and that, but then she says, she'll go on and on for 20 minutes about how it's just a drunk fest.
Right.
And then she says, and then she'll briefly throw in there that not everybody does it. Mm-hmm. But the point that she's trying to make is it's just a shit show drunk fest. And it drives me nuts because is that your perception of I mean, I totally get that.
I have younger kids, so I'm not in that scene late, you know? And for me, because my kids go to Gloucester schools, I mean, they just feel like it's the kickoff of summer, you know? So I think it's a different feeling.
Yeah. It just annoys the hell out of me because, you know, it's so easy to categorize it like that, but it really isn't for people that, like, you know, love the tradition and the pageantry of the greasy pole and, like, down at the races and the greasy pole. I mean, yeah, sure, there's some people on the beach drinking, like everybody on the boats is drinking.
Yeah,
but it's about the pageantry of the greasy pole is such a, and the same boat races, it's so unique to our place. To just call it a drunk fest is doing such a disservice to what it, to the explanation of what it's all about. And the parade and taking St. Peter out of the, you know, out of its resting place and taking him around, putting him on the altar for the 4 days and then putting him back. There's so much tradition, and it just really annoys me when she does that and then, you know, throws in her half-assed disclaimer, or not everybody feels this way, at the end to cover herself.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Just because I've never gone to Fiesta, and mainly because I lived in the North End and I was in the midst of St. Anthony's so many times that it was just like, I can't do that big crowd thing. But you were mentioning all the police presence, the horses and the ATVs and the this and the that. If there's not like a kind of a drunk fest or some kind of unruly thing going on, why do they require
Well, that's a there's
presence?
A very specific age group in theory that's what they might look forward to. But it's, you know, we're talking 21 to 31. After everything else is over, they'll go down and they'll celebrate and they need to be safe.
They absolutely are. Yeah. I was in my 20s, Fiesta was a completely different thing to me than it is now, than what it was up until I was 18 years old. I mean...
But so, you're right, so I'm 44. That's the part that I was looking forward to right now. I'd be doing something seriously wrong, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Like, that's a part of it. If you can go out and do that, great. Or that's a one night you get a babysitter because you look forward to that, that's the part of it I dread the most. You know, last night I was more than happy to just stay home. I did the same boat races, I did the greasy pole, was down there for 5 hours. I didn't have, you know, I enjoy having a few drinks. I didn't have a single drink. I went home and I stayed safe at home at 8 o'clock at night. But there is definitely a group of people. Alicia's right in that regard.
But Woodstock, right? Do you want to take away Woodstock because people were drunk and high and stuff like that? The beauty of Woodstock?
I don't think there were too many drunk. I think they were mostly high.
Okay, they were high. It was illegal, right? But do you want to take away Woodstock and that cultural thing, that phenomenon that was Woodstock?
But it only happened once, and it never happened again. That was a one-time thing.
Well,
you could never repeat Woodstock. That experience could never be repeated.
Not that exact experience, but they had, you know, they've had other music festivals. You know what I mean?
But I think it's so, I don't know. I mean, I think the blog has done a lot to show this whole range. And I thought the Gloucester Times had that great article this week on the Sea Serpent kids that run with the third grade West Parish teacher. Did you read that?
No. What does that have to do with Fiesta?
The Fiesta race.
The 5K.
The 5K.
What's the serpent?
That's what they call their team. They call their team the Sea Serpents. And but it's all these little kids that are running with the third grade West Parish, you know, math teacher. It's awesome. I mean, I just think there's so many.
Well, that's another great example of a part of Fiesta that's, you know, some people look forward to that 5K the most, and their children get older.
The Fiesta Hat Ladies.
Has all the
pie eating contest. Listen, the only reason I'm not going in through all that is because I've been doing the blog for 7.5 years, and I feel like I'm a broken record, you know, having to repeat the same thing. Yes, there's a big drinking element to it. There's a big party of it. But you know what? There's a lot of big coming of age. I remember when I was in middle school, and all the this is like the part where you took the girl down to the beach. You were finally away from your parents. You took the girl down to the beach, and you made out for the first time. You know what I mean? Like, for a lot of kids, that's what it is, you know?
Well, Fiesta has, like, different rites of passages at every age. And now, you know, I listen to you right now, and I'm, like, failing as a parent. Because when I grew up, and we were, you know, not an Italian family, but I grew up, my grandparents and my parents were both from Gloucester, and my grandparents were best friends with the Piscatellos and the Parisis, and my godfather's Vito Calamo, and I grew up doing all of the more religious and historical part of Fiesta as a child, even though, you know, my own family didn't celebrate those traditions, but we enjoyed it through them, and that was like if I look back when I was 3 or 4, and I look back at the family photos, I was wearing my Fiesta whites at the parade and with all these people, and really enjoyed that, and then got older, and then moved to Hamilton, and now I have my own kids, and they don't know any of that. They know the same boat races, and they know the greasy pole, and they watch the parade, and I try to teach them in my own way. About the more, you know, about the historical part of it, but I'm kind of failing a little bit.
I mean,
you know, they're 20 minutes of it, and then we do the other things.
They take what they're going to take from it, and you know, you're not really living in Gloucester, so it's you know, whatever, but. You bring them down, they're enjoying it probably a lot more than some people that don't bring their kids down there at all.
Yeah. No, they love it. For them, being on their paddle boards and watching the greasy pole was phenomenal.
See, this is the thing to me. The people that just call it just a shit show, right? I defy anyone to go to the same boat races and the greasy pole and to tell me that that's not entertaining or something that you would like to see every year. Yeah. I defy anyone to not take away that was something awesome that you don't see anywhere else.
Well, and then to know how much, I mean, like listening to the announcers yesterday talk about how their phone starts ringing, you know, saying, I'm going to win it this year. You know, the guys are practicing, and those same boat crews, I mean, come on. Like,
God,
the hours and the time and the camaraderie that they put into that. Like, I'm very jealous. I'd like to be in the same boat one day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You could probably do it.
I'll throw myself out there.
Well, Melissa Cox did it. If Melissa Cox did it, right?
No, I just think it's great. I think it's, what a great part of Fiesta.
So I want to talk about something else before Kat leaves. Kat.
Yes.
Let's talk about the YMCA sailing camp.
Yes.
That's July 5th it starts.
Let me see it. Yes. So the every summer, the YMCA with the City of Gloucester hosts sailing, so everybody can get out on the water.
Don't have to be part of a private club.
Nope. And they sent, I'll put this up as a post, but they wanted us to mention that it starts the week of July 5th. So it's weekly sails, and you can go for half day or a full day for the kids.
A half day is $135, full day is $200 for the session.
That's right. And then they also have adult sailing on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then also that same week starting, they have free beach swim lessons on Tuesdays. It's at Niles, and Thursdays it's at Plum Cove.
These are all things that are...
And that's free for members, the swimming.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a member of the Y, you know, every kid...
Just for safety, you know?
Just for safety. Isn't it kind of like everybody... Did anybody not have swimming lessons when they were a kid? Did you have swimming lessons for your kid?
I did,
yeah.
You did?
Kids did.
My dad took me and my little sister out on a rowboat in a lake and threw us in.
That's awesome.
Like the baby bird leaving the nest.
Nice, CJ.
Pulling things on, but
yeah, I feel like every parent, that's kind of like your bad parent if you don't do that. Right?
You need to know here.
You gotta be able. You gotta. I mean, we're surrounded by water.
Yeah.
Anyway, but this is a great opportunity. Not that expensive.
Yeah.
Gotta go take advantage of these programs. I am so jealous. I wish that I worked from 9 years old on every summer, every day. So I didn't get a chance to do sailing program. That is something. Do your kids do it?
Thatcher does it out of Sandy Bay Yacht Club in Rockport.
How much does that cost?
more, but yeah.
That's cool.
It's totally reasonable, and he rides his bike right down the street, hops on his boat, rides his bike home.
And there's Annapolis and Eastern Point. They all have.
Those other ones are open to the public too. You don't have to be a member.
That's right, and they're all.
Well, we're not members either. Thatcher has to get a really inexpensive membership to be able to use the boats. Right, he pays like $80. We pay like $80 for the summer for him to have what's called the junior membership.
Yeah.
So we don't have a membership.
I can't imagine a more cool summer.
Yeah.
So easy.
Yeah, he comes home with his instructors, and he thinks that like they're the coolest things under the sun, But then they do movie nights, and they do a lot of like other great activities that he can hop on his bike and go down to. It's pretty cool for sure.
I don't know the first thing about sailing, but I wish when
you go
on
Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah, well, good luck getting out of here in time to do that. I would love for my kids to do it, though. I would love for them to have that experience.
Just have them sign up 1 week. The good thing about
what time do they go?
You can look at the week, like on Monday morning, you can decide and still get everything all signed up. So if it looks like a week of rain and you've already paid for it months in advance, it's a drag, but because you can, it's so flexible with signing up.
Wait, say it again. You can go when?
You can just decide. Like, if you're looking at that week and your schedule is open and the weather looks great that week, that's probably a good week to try if you've never done it.
It's one straight week?
It's one straight week. Yeah.
Oh, so you go every day. It's like a camp.
Yeah.
Sailing camp.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not one day a week for the rest of the summer.
No, although the Eastern Point Yacht Club has that. We'll have just like Fridays. So they all have different options available.
I'm gonna see about that. There are spots open on our Cigar and Rum Cruise on the Thomas Lennon. That is July 14th. You can book online. I'll put the link right there. And that is always my favorite night of the summer. Please, gotta come. I gotta see if Kate can get a babysitter that night because I really want her to come. Nicole, you're
talking. I want her to come.
You want her to come, and you're gonna bring your gang of. You brought a gang last week.
I always bring a gang to the wine and hors d'oeuvre one. All my girlfriends. I don't usually bring a gang to the Cigar and Rum Cruise because it sells out so quickly, and there's a good core group of, not to stereotype, but of guys who like to go to that. So I like to go and take photos, and I like to go because I think it's fun, but I bring my troop to the wine one.
Yes.
But that's why I would love for Kate to be there, because I want to go and I need some female companionship.
Will you please beg
I am hitting Kate up later
come.
On today.
Please beg my Kate to come.
Yes.
All right. I have a question for EJ and Nicole right now. Tell me if you've had any experience with this. I want your opinion. Have you ever been in a house and had to take down wallpaper?
Yes.
You have? Have you? Never. Okay. This is to you then. Is it a nightmare?
It's a total nightmare. I've done the little scratchy tool thing. I've done the spray with like vinegar or whatever it is. I've tried lots of different ways and haven't found anything
that
totally successful. I told you at the Beauport Hotel when I heard it, I said, if you're going to invest money in hiring somebody for one thing only, it would be wallpaper removal in my book.
Oh, like, we talked about this before.
Yeah,
oh, okay, yeah.
Well,
right.
But the rest of
now, what would you do? Would you think you'd be better off just ripping the walls down and putting new plaster up?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. No, I would. That's the one job I would hire somebody for. It's a nightmare, and you have to do it well. I mean, I definitely have like gouges in my wall from like having tried to take down the wallpaper myself and then just painting over it. I mean, I did some damage trying to get it down.
So you painted right to the blue board, or you painted? What did you do?
Well, after getting, we're going back like 15
years.
Aren't
you supposed to put spackle down to make it flush after if you have a big gouge?
Yeah, I did a little bit, but I'm not an expert. I just didn't do it well. I can still look around my house and be like, oh yeah, that's where I got like totally frustrated trying to get that bit of like wallpaper off and put over a little bit, but
that would be
didn't
me.
Sand well enough, and then I was like, screw it, I'm just going to paint. So
oh, fuck, that's totally me.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. I think it's the so agony screwed. Of doing that is worth every penny. So I do everything else myself other than that.
I wonder if it's worth it to just get the rabbit in there to do the demo myself and have him put up the blue board.
Yeah.
You think?
I think it is.
And then just have flush walls.
For the price of a case of beer, right? What does a rabbit work for?
No. I would pay my boy. I would. We would do some kind of trade.
And then there'd be dinner at Tono afterwards.
Oof. He's not a tonneau guy.
He's not.
No, he's a massive amount of cheap food guy.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Like he needs to have a big plate, like over as long it could be. Listen,
so you fire
it could be a steaming pile of shit, but as long as it was overflowing
quantity,
on the plate, he would say this is the best.
Quality.
Yes, he's one of those kind of guys.
Couldn't you just put a thin blue board over? Like just re-blue board the room.
So the square footage of the house just goes down.
I wonder if they make
just cover it.
I wonder if you could go over wallpaper with wallpaper. That might be the move.
You want to wallpaper your house?
Instead
of painting?
This ugly wallpaper there. Is there wallpaper that you can't see the wallpaper
is
behind?
Is it peeling?
That's like solid color?
No, it's just ugly. It's 1970s wallpaper.
So you want wallpaper that looks like paint? Like just like solid color?
No, I think that there are some wallpapers that are not hideous. Did you see the Beauport Hotel? There's wallpaper in the Beauport Hotel.
There is. See, I have like 1,000 square feet. Wallpaper in my house makes it feel like you're in like a, you know, somebody's, you know, little bathroom. But right, the Beauport Hotel, it's a big giant space. You can handle the I think wallpaper has a place.
You could do something that's just almost like this. Just a very subtle.
That's not subtle. This is fucking
well, ugly. I mean, a design that's subtle. That's not a design.
We're looking at Joey's popcorn walls for those
popcorn
of you who
walls.
Don't know.
Right,
we're looking
yeah,
at
that
right
doesn't
now.
Use
yeah.
the fucking ugly.
People pay
not
big
do justice.
Money for popcorn ceilings these days.
I know.
Is what that what this is, Joey? Is that
no,
I thought this was an egg hatching.
No, that's
a chick hatching.
Mark Tywish is my avatar. You know, my photo that represents me on the blog was taken by this guy.
Oh yeah,
Mark Tywish, who is this incredible photographer, and is part of the Sea Arts program where
that's your black and white photo.
The black and white photo. He came down the wharf. He photographed a bunch of. It was waterfront. He did all of Gloucester waterfront. Fishermen, dock workers, like marine welders, harbor master, and in all black and whites. He had a show at the dock, and we posted these big black and white glossy photos on the walls as part of his show.
That's awesome.
So what we're looking at right now, for no one that no one's going to understand, he has a show at the Museum of Fine Arts. In visual arts, his thesis exhibition, June 19th to June 26th, and the opening reception is on June 25th. MarkTywish.com, shots fired. I guess I'm going to have to put a link to that, which is fine.
Which is
great, because he really deserves Mark. I always spell it wrong. Tywish, T-E-I. TEIWES.com/shots fired. Check it out. All right, that's in the show notes. Done.
Sorry.
No, I'm happy to. I'm happy to pimp him. He's a good guy. He's a super nice guy. Beautiful family. And there it is. All right, the link is in there. So Nicole, I should have led with this. I didn't lead with this because I got off track right off the bat. I can't give enough props to the team for their Fiesta coverage. Every year we crush Fiesta coverage, but I'm usually down there in the mix. I was absent. I didn't even send out the annual, this is our Super Bowl email to all the contributors saying, no one better get upset if your time slot gets trampled by Fiesta posts. I didn't send out that email to all our contributors. It's all about getting the photos and getting them up before every other media outlet. That's what we do. We bring the news first for Fiesta. We crush Fiesta every year. I had nothing to do with the coverage. Big part of it, Felicia, Bridget Matthews, Kim Smith, Nicole, David Cox. Who else? Did anybody else post photos?
Manuel.
Manny.
Yep.
Donna.
Yep.
Just about everybody posted photos about it and videos, which I love, and huge props to the team for picking up the ball and maintaining our dominance, our complete and utter media dominance of the St. Peter's Fiesta.
I sent you a text. I think one of the great parts about this team is that it's a diverse team. You know what I mean?
Totally.
And so even in Fiesta coverage, you can tell how diverse the team is. You know, people have their like niches and what they're gonna grab, and it's always kind of funny how that plays itself out over the weekend. But I was right underneath the flag. I thought for sure this time I was gonna get like the photo, and that darn Kim, and then Manny too. I think it was Manny, right? Got and Bridget. Oh my gosh, amazing photos. I mean, I could not have. I got wet when they landed. That's how close I was, and then their photos.
From the beach are like ridiculous. so what I didn't understand, I didn't know about yours, were, and I can't believe you did this, because yeah. I would never do this.
Yeah.
You were on a paddleboard and you had your camera on a paddleboard.
Yeah.
You feel that stable on a paddleboard that you're not going to fall in the water with a camera?
My rule,
because your camera's not cheap.
No, it's not cheap. It definitely. That having been said, it's on its way out, and I know I'm going to have to buy a new one soon, so maybe that's part of the reason. No, I know. I just kind of, it's not in the budget right now, which is sad, but I bought my first camera in 2004 when the Red Sox won the World Series, because I was photographing there, and then I had to upgrade it in like 2009. I mean, I have big, you know, 2.8 expensive lenses. That's my bigger thing. But now most of my gear is probably from like 2009, so I don't have anything brand new. But anyway, the rule was with the kids, because it's crazy out there. The rule with the kids is there'll be no stand-up paddleboarding. There's going to be sit-down paddleboarding only. So, but
so you're not going to, if you, so you had like one leg over each side of the paddleboard?
No, just sit or kneel. So no legs overboard, just sitting, like, you know, legs stretched out in front of you, just all right from the beach out there. But no, all three of our boards are totally stable. There wasn't a second where I thought I was going to go overboard. The problem is that, like, yesterday in particular, Friday was wide open out there. It was great. The flotilla was tied up, but there were only a couple like stray kayaks and whatnot. But yesterday, right before everything started, a group of probably like 25 kayakers came out of the inner harbor and came around, and then the whole time, because you're floating, no anchor. Yeah. I would take a picture of a walker. I would have floated like 20 feet closer to the pole. Then you have to paddle backwards, and you're bumping into other people. So I was worried about them. They were all over the place, and part of me wanted to be like, I need to get the photo, you're just out here, get out of my way. But and I also had to keep an eye on the kids, who are pretty savvy out there on their own. But anyway, so yeah, I was trying to get the right picture, paddle back into place, try to get another picture, and when the moment came yesterday, I got a lot of great photos. They just posted a couple of minutes ago of all the bloopers, of all the almost grabs and whatnot. Oh, wow. But when it came time for the winning walk, I got about 19 photos, and then somebody bumped into me and my camera went all blurry. And then I got him in the water with the flag, and I wanted to cry. Poor Thatcher was like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I wanted that photo. I got wet when he landed. That's how close we were, and I missed the photo.
I'm sure they're great photos,
but though, thank God for everybody else.
That's awesome.
Joe, well, you know how stable a paddleboard is.
I fell on the paddleboard. That's why my experience is falling on the paddleboard.
The time you fell, though, you were...
Yeah, no, I was, I would, but still, I mean, I'm afraid of heights. I'm not a very stable guy. The weight hit me from behind. I got maybe too comfortable, and I let my guard down.
Paddleboards are wicked high. Did you say you're afraid of heights?
I have a thing of stability. I don't know. I'm not the most awkward, I'm an awkward guy, I guess. So, yeah, I fell. But that's why I would never take a cell phone, never mind an expensive camera on a... Yeah, on a... So props to the whole team. You were telling me that your Finn, was he with Freddie?
No, he's with my sister and my nephew. They have, both boys have one sleepover extravaganza over the summer where they go for like 2 days and do a ton of great things. So last night they went to the Lowell Spinners, which is a great take.
You go to the Lowell Spinners just about every year, don't you?
Yeah, we go to the Lowell Spinners and the Possox.
And the Possox. Yeah. And it's, so they had a thing where they had a movie night inside the ballpark and a camp out?
Yep, you go to the game, and then after the game, all the regular spectators leave, and you go back to your car, and you get all your camping gear, and you come back in, and you can camp out on the field. They play a movie on the scoreboard and the Jumbotron, and you camp out for the night, spend the night on the field.
That is really cool.
Which is awesome. And it's not, I was trying to find when I first sat down what it cost and whatnot, but it's not that expensive. And I think they do it like 3 times a summer. And the Possox used to do it. I just haven't looked at the website long enough this year to know if they're still doing it, but I think they might offer it too.
So here's the, Oh, is he part of the Boy Scouts?
No, they called it a Boy Scout sleepover this year.
But they opened it up to
everybody? They opened it up to other people, too.
Okay, so these are the dates. Saturday, June 25th is the one he obviously was on. Saturday, July 9th, there's another one if this is something that you would like to do with your kids. And Saturday, August 20th.
That's awesome.
Saturday, July 9th. That's my Eloise's birthday.
Hey, so what they do, Joey, for birthdays, just so you know, and for everybody else, is you get, with birthday tickets, you get like a hot dog, a drink, an ice cream, and at the Lowell Spinners beforehand, there's a whole like games, like kind of like fiesta games and like jumpy houses. Your kids might be a little old for that, but jumpy houses and running around area. The couple of the players always come out and sign autographs.
That's
when you're in
cool.
that whole area, and then the game is super fan friendly. They let the kids run the bases and
$34 per camper for a premium box seat, $33 per camper for a box seat, $31 per camper for reserved bleacher seat. And yeah, a different feature presentation on our HD video board. Scout activities can be added upon request based on availability, include advancement activities, games, tigers, play. I don't know what that means. But yeah, this is a great take. Go to their website, Lowell Spinners, MILB.com.
Major League Baseball, MLB. Is there an I in there? MajorLeagueBaseball.com, MLB.
MILB.com.
What are the I's?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, if you type in Lowell Spinners, Google, very simple. There you go. You got that going for you.
I will post pictures. I have pictures here with some players, with some cheerleaders, it looks like, and the tent on the field. So,
no doubt. That's a great take. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't mention my sister's cookies. My sister dropped off three of these ridiculous St. Peter's Fiesta cookies. They look like a Fiesta pin. My guess is that it uses Bridget Matthews' photo of St. Peter from last year, but she's doing stupid, incredible things with cookies, like really crazy, awesome things.
You never leave.
All right, so as a fall, this is my, I just want to talk about my failure this morning, my big failure. So Mark Ring, he had a classic old Weber Performer with a stainless top. It's a classic grill, but the fasteners that kept the frame together had rotted out, so the fasteners need to be replaced. And there's a little bit of rot on it, but it's in really, other than that, it's in very good shape. So I went to, on Friday night, I went to Ace Hardware, and I got the parts to put it back together. I needed 8 nuts, 2 long threaded rods, and then 4 acorn nuts to put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
So I got down the wharf early this morning. I cut off the rusty nuts. It took me a little bit of time, but I did that without mangling the grill. For me, that's a victory to begin with, right?
Yep.
So then I got 7 of the nuts threaded with the washers in on the rod. I have one more nut to put on the rod, and it's going to be a success. The last nut would not thread on the rod.
I hate nuts.
You hate nuts?
Damn nuts.
I know you do. And Connor hates nuts too. So I get a pair of vice grips and I start. I'm like, I figure all I have to do is get past this like one little misthreaded thing and I'll be good to go. And I'm forcing the nut down onto the threaded rod. Why are you guys laughing?
I can't
say nuts apparently. So.
And rod.
I'm
together.
Like, yes, I got it going on. Yes, I got it going on. I get it down about, I'm forcing it on. I got it about an inch down. And I see that I've screwed up the whole thread, that I won't be able to get the acorn nut on the end.
Tears were shed, I bet.
There was a lot of swearing.
Yep.
So what I figured that I was going to be able to get done, I was going to be able to get the base of the grill all assembled and ready to rock to put the top on it, I failed.
Sorry.
I'm very so disappointed in myself because I didn't have patience.
Doesn't bode well for the wallpaper.
Does not.
Just saying.
I know. Okay. We're talking about wallpaper, Kate. Okay. We're trying to figure out what we should do with the wallpaper. Go over the wallpaper, new blue board.
I say higher.
Higher.
I say.
Nicole says higher.
I say outsource is what I say.
Hire a professional wallpaper stripper.
Yeah.
Do you think that such thing exists?
Yeah, for sure. I think that those handy men that you can hire to do anything. This guy Rockport says just call the guy. I see him everywhere. Call the guy. Like he does anything, kind of.
Call the guy.
Connor's got some light reading over there.
Connor's reading EJ's Jesus book right now. What's the name of EJ's book there right in front of you? Can you
I don't think you can read that quite yet.
Can you read it?
I think
Revelation of Unspeakable Love.
Oh, I'm sure you'd be fascinated with that book, Connor Bear.
It's a beach read.
Do you want to take that home?
It's a beach read for sure.
It's a beach read. Or you could read the follow-up, Intimate Revelations, Love Letters from God. Would you like that book, Connor Bear? No. By Ellen LeFlavor, written 20 years ago. You sure? Anybody? Any takers? No? Nicole? Takers?
Call the guy.
Maybe the guy wants it.
Barter.
Anyway, this
you
is
can barter.
Wonderful. You can get this.
Ask my dad.
Yeah, maybe your dad wants it. I'll give it to him.
There you go.
All right. There we go. So we got it all covered. Nicole, thanks for bailing us out this morning.
Yeah, in a big way. I don't know what I did.
Kim Smith, you're dead to me. You're dead to me. I'm joking.
No.
Connor Bear. All right, everybody. GloucesterCast 189 is officially in the books.
Happy Fiesta Sunday.
No.